Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching an hour number two, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, if you're just tuning in, give you a little context of what some of these calls might be talking about. Last hour, we had a special guest on the program with us, a rarity for Free Talk Live, so you have to be really somebody special, and this lady certainly was. 83-year-old Ajita Camargo was on from La Quinta, California, which, as we just discovered, again, Wayne doing a little bit more digging during the break, we discovered that La Quinta, even in the year 2000, was only a city or town the size of 23,000 people. So it's about the size of our very own little Keene, New Hampshire. And here in Keene, I've got my garbage cans out in front of my house. I don't even have a sidewalk. There's weeds everywhere. So it's a lot more free here in New Hampshire than it is in La Quinta, California. There's no doubt about that. Of course, everywhere you go, for virtually everywhere, unless you are in somewhere like a Grafton or you know, some little place that doesn't have these kinds of absurd government strictures on what you can and can't do with your property. Everywhere you go, there's some code enforcement bureaucrat waiting around the corner just to try to fine you and demand your compliance so you can obey all of their absurd rules that they've written over all the years about what your property is supposed to be like. I'm in a conflict right now with the code enforcement department in Keene. In fact, I had a meeting with one of them yesterday morning, and things are a little bit better between me and the code enforcers here in Keene than they are with Ms. Camargo in the La Quinta code enforcement. I'll tell you more about that if I have a chance. But we are going to get to these phone calls. But what I wanted to let you know is that Ajita Camargo has been threatened. She has been threatened by the code enforcement bureaucrats there in La Quinta with throwing her in jail and stealing her home from her if she does not obey their absurd demands to convert a converted garage back into a garage in a home that she bought 30 years ago. And at the time she bought it, it already had that third bedroom, that the garage had already been converted. She didn't even ever really know that it was a garage. She never thought of it as a garage. It was always a third bedroom to her.
And they've been taxing her right. A three-bedroom home for all these years.
For three decades, she's been paying taxes on a three-bedroom, and now they want her to change it back. And if she doesn't, and she can't afford to, she's a nice old lady, but she's living on retirement income of very, very little.
Social Security. $500, she said.
Yeah, Social Security. She's got a reverse mortgage on her house now. That's how she's living. She doesn't have the thousands of dollars it would take to hire a contractor to come in and fix this home. It doesn't even need fixing. The home is fine. It's just the government people are demanding things. And as Ajita told us, she is scared. And she's not the only one. People are frightened to death of these people calling themselves government. She doesn't feel like she's being protected and served. That government's not there protecting her. What is it doing? Well, it's protecting its own interests. It's lining its pockets with extracted money and obedience.
They fined her $3,000 for noncompliance, yep. And I thought she was sentenced to the time in jail already. Isn't that what the judge said?
I don't know how that came back. I don't believe it came back that way. I'm not sure what they ended up doing there.
And by the way, the picture in the L.A. Times of her sitting in that room, The room looks very well finished,
yeah,
nicely
it's a nice
painted.
Bedroom.
It's not like the place is a dump. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. So it's really just absolutely outrageous what's going on here. I want to continue with your phone calls. Pete is still on the line. Pete in California, you're saying this woman has a case if she were to be able to dig up a lawyer somehow because of the California Constitution actually says that there shall be no ex post facto, was it, laws?
Ex post facto law in Article 1, Section 9. So all she needs to do, and she's going to have to, please remember what I'm telling you, and it applies almost in any of the counties in California. You've got to get an attorney outside of the county to take your case.
If somebody can dig up somebody who can help her with this, I would be happy to, if you can email me, I'll be happy to put you in touch with one of her family members. That's how I got in touch with her. I emailed the guy that wrote the LA Times article and asked how to get in touch. And so if somebody can go and do the footwork there, maybe help this poor old lady out. It's just an awful situation.
What I was going to tell you is the attorney coming onto the case, if he does come onto it, will make the money in a countersuit is where he'll make his money.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I know the county doesn't want to do this because I was involved with the county of Riverside a long time ago over a property issue. And I finally got it resolved, but that was in the administrative part of the law. And see, she's passed the administrative since the judicial judge has gone ahead and issued up a sentence against her. So what she really needs to do is to file a counter-complaint, but she's going to need, naturally, she's 83 and she doesn't know the law,
right.
But she's going to need an attorney to do that.
Well,
but he will make his money.
I think it'd be great if somebody could go and do the footwork and help out Ajita. If you happen to be in California, you know somebody who might be able to help her out.
It sounds like all she needs to do is be informed of this information. I mean, because the it's not like she has to hire the attorney. The attorney will do it on spec.
But somebody has to find her an attorney.
Well, yeah,
you have to find one that's going to do that.
What the city has already done is the city has run out what we call administrative law. So what it's come down to is they ask for a decision of the judge, which is final. So what has to actually happen there is a lawsuit has to be filed, a counter lawsuit, because really all of the proceedings from day one don't conform to the California Constitution.
Right, so she'd sue based on that. I see where you're coming from, and I hope somebody can help her out. I'm more than happy to pass whoever it is onto a family member of Ajita's in order to get her this assistance, and I thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. You can email me at ian@freetalklive.com if you can help or if you know somebody who can help her. But the problem's not going to stop there. If we can save Ajita, what about all the other people that we don't know? What about the other 100 people that they just ticketed this past week? What about them? Who's going to help them out?
That's
I don't
right.
know. Maybe this one attorney could go on a crusade. Who knows?
And let's say that Ajita gets really upset and decides to sell her house. Well, now she's only gets to sell a two-bedroom house rather than a three-bedroom
yeah.
house.
It's outrageous. We continue with your calls. Dennis is on the line on the Amp Line in New Hampshire.
Hey, greetings, Freedom Fighters.
Hi, Dennis.
So I don't know how to help this lady in California particularly, but I do know that I see lots of issues like this get discussed here in New Hampshire. And let me start out by saying, you know, okay, New Hampshire has no state income or sales tax. Why?
Because people here in New Hampshire haven't have wanted to steer away from that so far.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. I mean, part of it is sort of the native culture.
Sure. They believe in starving the beast.
A lot of the reason why the opponents or the big state people have not been able to get that income tax, even though I mean, New Hampshire had a governor not that long ago, Jean Shaheen, who was overtly in favor of an income tax. She said, yes, I want an income tax. And it was after that experience that the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers came out with the No Income or Sales Tax Pledge. And they put a whole lot of they really got the word out about that pledge. They made sure that all the politicians, especially the governor, you know, they made a really big ceremony. They make a big deal of it. And so now you pretty much can't get elected governor in this state unless you sign the pledge. Now – So the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers, I look to them as a guy who's fairly recently moved into the state as people who are like, wow, you guys have got some stuff done that's really held the state at a pro-freedom level, and I try to study what they did and how they did it and learn from the people who are doing it. And they, on their podcast, all the time – talk about issues just like ones this lady is facing, where someone in some small town, the local bureaucrats there who believe they're gods, just, you know, ignore the law. They ignore the state statutes. They ignore the Constitution. You know how these people are.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they typically fight them is in the courtroom. And from what I'm seeing, time after time, I mean, it's a very long process. It's not like you can in an afternoon – you know, stage a sit-in, and then everyone decides, oh, my God, I'm not going to face down these protesters. It's a process that can take years, and they do a lot of time gathering up the information, and they've spent a lot of time learning the New Hampshire laws, and in some cases getting laws passed to make this easier.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Dennis, and I don't know if you have more, but hang on. I don't know. I don't have time. I don't have years to spend on this kind of crap. If a bunch of bureaucrats want to come and go after me for some code violation, I don't have that kind of free time.
The bureaucrats do.
That's one of the big problems here. We need more people here getting active to help these people out in whatever way we possibly can. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those. And they include everything, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts there. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
John Plaster talks about snipers, sniper history, and sniper training. Mark Hatmaker tells all on grappling, martial arts, and his grueling workouts at PaladinPodcast.com. PaladinPodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, it's PaladinPodcast.com.
So Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire, and you're telling us, Dennis, that in some of the cases up here where people have been under fire from the local code enforcers or zoning bureaucrats, that they've had some success in fighting back with the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers, but in court, which, as you say, takes years to actually accomplish, and who knows how much in legal fees, I think there has to be a better way to go about this, and I think that if we had mass non-cooperation, and when I say mass, I mean, you know, 50 people. If we had a bunch of people non-cooperating and just stopping obeying these thugs, then I think we could have some interesting changes, and I think it would happen a lot faster and a lot cheaper.
I think I'd rather have the court ruling.
Maybe. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that non-cooperation on a massive scale won't work. I haven't seen it tried, you know, with my own eyes. I just want to point out that there is this other option, and one of the things that going through either a legislative or a judicial process is that you then have a precedent or a law, and what you do is you build up a strategic set of tools, very much like the same way that the statists build up a quote-unquote set of tools to attack us with. So you build up things like New Hampshire has what they call a right to know law, and it gives people an enormous legal ability to say, I want all your records on blah, whether it's your, you know, your financial report for the year, or you know, whatever these people have, or the fact that they have to have meetings that are public and recordable and things like that, where you set yourself up that, yeah, you might spend a year or two or four getting some of these things in place, but then you've got them and you can build on them going forward. So in a case,
well, that's presuming they don't ignore their own precedent, which we've seen courts all around the country do frequently. I mean, there's all kinds of people that have gone into courtrooms and said, well, see here, in this Supreme Court case, in this Supreme Court case, this happened, and this happened, and then the judge just says, well, that's your interpretation. Overturned. Frivolous. Move on.
Yep, that does happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to say that this is the perfect or only way to go forward. I'm just saying if I look at what I know has worked, if I take a look at, well, why is it that, you know, New Hampshire turned out to be a pretty good place to choose, and what would we do with a situation like this in New Hampshire? Granted, part of it is, hey, there are great groups like Liberty Alliance and New Hampshire Taxpayers and so on and so forth, and part of it is a cultural thing. But a lot of what I see in terms of, wow, we got this and this and this, is because of the people willing to go through this process and invest an enormous amount of time. But at the end of the day, you have people that know the laws, or, for example, know the Constitution, which is not hard. And I like to say the Constitution, just being able to – you know, we had a case – here's an example. Just this morning, all right, my mother-in-law would like to vote. She's living with us, helping us out for a little while. And, you know, so she went in to go to register to vote, and the bureaucrat behind the desk in our town says, oh, well, what you need to do is – contact the voting registration place in the old place where you used to vote, and they'll send us paperwork, and we'll send us them paperwork back. And it's clear this isn't going to happen in the 2 weeks that we've got,
yeah.
Right? So I just found the appropriate piece of law in the statutes, and my wife calls up and says, oh, well, you know, because my wife called up because she's nicer than me, I'd explode and get angry at these people, and that's counterproductive. I'd say, yeah. So my wife calls up, and she can be nice. I say, hey, how are you doing, blah, blah, blah. She says, oh, well, you know, I was just reading RSA 562:7, and it says here, you know, that your future intent to move, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't say anything here about your old address.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, what they say, oh, you know what, that must have been a confusion on our part. Why don't you just have her come down to the office, and we'll be all done.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Being able to say, hey, this is, you know, specifically law number blah, or being able to say, well, when I read the New Hampshire Constitution, part the first, Article 3, it says blah, blah, blah. It disarms these people in a beautiful, profound way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, I love asking them questions that will like, back them into a corner they can't escape from. Like, you know, a good question like, have you read the New Hampshire Constitution? You'd be surprised how many bureaucrats have never read it.
You know, the funny thing is they don't have any idea what the law is. And I'm sure this is true in other states. However, in New Hampshire, they have a long and beautiful history of loving freedom. So they've got some really interesting laws. In New Hampshire, you don't have to register to to vote at your domicile, you can register to vote at a mailbox.
And you can walk in the day of and actually just sign a piece of paper and get registered.
You can have that same mailbox, the private mailbox, as your address on your driver's license. Well, at the driver's license bureau, they're like, no. You've got to have your domicile. Well, when you walk in and say, here's the law, see? They can't do anything with
it. Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
We have some great ways to leverage that. I mean, I didn't know any of this crap when I moved here, but we have things, again, like the Liberty Alliance for the Bill Reviews. You start reviewing bills just as a side effect. You wind up learning pieces of law, and it's pretty cool. You can then quote those and use them against people, or learning the Constitution.
There is no doubt that in New Hampshire, the laws are less egregious than they are in other places. I mean, I'm with you there. So if you're going to use the system, you'll probably have better luck here in New Hampshire, especially if you have people backing you up. But at the same time, it seems to me that the most relevant part of the New Hampshire Constitution is Article 1, which says that it's by the consent of the governed, and therefore, if you don't consent, then their laws don't really matter to you. I mean, not to suggest that you can just go murder people. Obviously, you need to not harm others. But as far as their statutes are concerned, as far as all their little nonsensical, absurd, capricious legislation they've put through, if you don't want it to apply to you, then withdraw your consent. And then what are they going to do? Well, they'll have to bring out the guns and the cages, and will they do that? Will they throw innocent, harmless, peaceful people in cages for disobeying these laws? Well, we found out that earlier this year at Freedom Fest here in Keene, which there's another one coming up on Sunday. Are you going to be out there, Dennis?
No, unfortunately, I have some other obligations that day, but the Liberty Alliance will be there.
Good to know. We'll see those folks there at that time, and I thank you for the call tonight. The Liberty Alliance, I was talking about civil disobedience. So earlier this year, we had people gambling in public. They were putting money on the line, and any time you risk something for possible potential loss or gain in a game of chance, that's gambling. And so people were out there breaking those laws, which, of course, we don't consent to. So
it was for pennies, but that's still what was going on.
I think we're going to up the ante this weekend to, like, nickels. And dimes and quarters or something. Like, who knows? Maybe somebody even throw down a dollar. It's unknown.
It won't be you, will it?
I'm going to gamble this time, yeah, absolutely.
But a dollar?
I think I was thinking of putting a dollar down on Jim's dice game. Jim Johnson, the husband of Lauren Canario, is going to bring out his dice game. And so if you put a dollar down and you win the dice game, you get like 16-1 odds or something like that. Of course, you probably lose, but hey, that's gambling. Anyway, so we were gambling in public, and we're going to be gambling in public again this weekend, and the cops left us alone. You know, because if there are enough people breaking these bad laws, they really can't do anything about it. It's, you know, gets back to that numbers game where there just aren't enough of them. So what we need is enough of us. It's one of the reasons why you should get here and get active here. Whether your brand of activism is in the political realm, as Dennis is involved in, and of course Dennis also does his own TV show, which is sort of, I guess, outside of the political realm. So whether it's inside the political realm or whether it's market-based activism, there is something here for you. And if it's not here, then you should start it and people will join you. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
High gasoline prices got you down. Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5,
Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8033.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8033. 1-800-495-8033. That's 1-800-495-8033.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are free. So enjoy those on us, including live streams. Got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, as well as a webcam. All available free to you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, internobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internterknobs.com. Or you can see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, internobs.com.
Nice folks over there.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. It is Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm a day behind on your podcast because that's how I listen to it at work. I don't get it live. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about your amplifier program.
Sure.
I just joined last week, and it was, I want to let you all know that it was in direct response to that Adam in New York guy.
Adam, who offered to pony up an exact match dollar for dollar for everybody that signed up for AMP within a week's period of time. Very cool. Thank you for doing that.
Right. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and when I heard that, I actually stopped what I was doing at work. I walked over to the computer, and I signed up.
Wow. That's
so
great.
There's that. But I'm also a member of the Free State Project, and I am ready to go right now. I have a lot of friends up there. And at this point, it's just a matter of convincing the old girlfriend to go up there because she says it's cold.
Oh, this is one of the, you know, besides the it's cold objection.
She's right, you know. I mean, it is cold, however.
The significant other objection has to be one of the toughest ones for people to deal with.
Right, right.
Where do you
we're working on it. We're working on it. She's agreed to visit with me, so it's not. And I'll actually be in New Hampshire middle of next month for a pumpkin shoot, and that brings me to my real topic.
Okay.
y'all don't talk a whole lot about firearms rights. That's pretty dear to my heart. I'm sure y'all are into it. I just don't hear it brought up very often.
It's big here.
And we have here in town, in the middle of the hill country in Texas, a weekly machine gun shoot.
Oh, that's great.
And barbecue, sponsored by one of the local manufacturers here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually overheard something the other day that made my head hurt. And granted, these are all people that own machine guns, sound suppressors, are into it. I mean, they are gun guys. They're not just the sure. You know, once a year hunters.
Yeah.
And they were observing. They were looking at a lever action, an antique lever action rifle. And one of them, an ex police officer, made the comment that I'm glad I have this rifle because they'll never want to take this one away. And they take this other one over here, pointing to a machine gun, but they'll never try to take this one away.
Hmm.
And I couldn't believe I heard that coming from a gun owner that's quote unquote into it.
Are you suggesting that you were surprised because you would think that gun owners would not bend over for such things?
Well, no, I know they will. Just look at the law, you know, history of the laws.
And
I'm only
25,
so I haven't been around for a whole lot of it, but I know the history, and I know they'll do it.
We saw them do it after Hurricane Katrina. There was after
right.
They confiscated guns after a tornado in Kansas, was it, Mark? I believe.
Well, what he's surprised at is that these guys said they'll never come. Not they'll never try to come or anything like that. It's just that they accepted that when they come, they will give them up. Is that right?
Well, you know, they broke it down to different types. It's like, it was like the lever action little cowboy gun. That one's safe because it's not mean and scary and black, you know.
Mm.
And it boggled my mind that these, and it's the same guy. In fact, last night I asked him point blank because he's an ex-law enforcement officer. And we were talking about, you know, they're convinced that Obama's going to get in and they're all crying about all this stuff. I tell them it's the same thing no matter what. You're going to get the same crap no matter what. But, you know, I point blank asked him, I said, look, you know all the local law enforcement guys. I said, what will they do when the feds come to enact this kind of stuff? And he got a little uncomfortable with that question.
Bet he did.
Because
he knows where his bread is buttered. You know, he knows that the local police departments all across the country are receiving Homeland Security grant money from the federal government.
Yeah.
They're just receiving thousands upon thousands of dollars, and they get to spend it all kinds of, you know, boy toys like bomb robots and armor. And
well, even this little town of Freshburg here in the middle of Texas, it's not a big town at all. And they have, you know, black BDUs, and they're buying, mm-hmm. you know, M4, you know, automatic rifles for the squad cars. And you know, it's a little BFE town. We don't need that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous, and it's yet another reason, as you say, to get up here to New Hampshire because
the gun culture
up here is fantastic.
I'm a machinist by trade, and I specialize in exotic small arms, and I'm already looking, putting the feelers out for employment up there because I know there's quite a few manufacturers, importers, et cetera, up there. So I'm definitely interested.
Excellent. I would like to point out that Free Talk Live does cover gun issues on this program. We talk about the Heller decision over the summer, and we certainly talk about open carry a lot here in New Hampshire.
Right.
And of course, we discuss the gun confiscations when they happen as well.
Right. And speaking of, I just received my New Hampshire concealed carry license in the mail. I have a Texas one, so getting a New Hampshire one was just a piece of cake.
Oh, I see.
So when I go up there in November, early November, I will be open carrying and carrying in the car now that I have my concealed carry license. So I'll
Fantastic.
Be open carrying the entire time I'm there. So anyway, appreciate the call, guys, and keep up. And on.
Hey, do us one favor, or do the activists up here a favor. When you're coming up, post over at nhfree.com and let folks know when you're coming.
I have.
Okay,
and
great.
I'm leaving Tuesday, but I'm leaving later in the afternoon, so I hope to make the Taproom Tuesdays, because I am staying in Manchester. So
definitely something that people want to go and see. I have yet to make it out. I don't know if I ever will because I work on Tuesday nights, but it's a great it's a great time from what I am told. And enjoy your trip, and I thank you for the call tonight, Dan. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, to anybody that's going to come up and visit New Hampshire, post over at nhfree.com on the forum there. Let people know when you're coming, where you're going to be, and you'll be surprised at the amount of folks that will just turn out to meet you, even though they don't know who you are. They'll turn out, and they'll be friendly, and you'll have great conversation, and it'll really, really show your significant other that there's some really nice people here.
Yeah, and you're not going to be lonely when you first arrive because there'll be people you know.
It's so true. We continue. Andy is on the line in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Andy, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I have a bit of a moral dilemma here.
Okay.
Being the type of person that I am, I don't believe in using authority against other people.
Sure.
But today, I saw a United States postal worker jaywalking. What are we going to do with this criminal?
It's out of control. Were you considering going to the police and snitching?
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, on one hand, jaywalking is a stupid law.
Yes, it is.
It's got to be one of the dumber ones. Of course, it's hard to rank them because there's so many of them. But on the other hand, the guy doing the jaywalking was a bureaucrat.
Well, I can understand the indignance, and Andy, I thank you for the call. I'm going to let you go. The car noises drive me crazy.
Well, they're sort of semi-bureaucrats. The post office isn't entirely run by the government.
Yeah, that's true. But I could understand. Let's say it was a bureaucrat, okay? Let's change it into a cop that was actually jaywalking, which would be even better, right? Then he shouldn't be arresting himself or ticketing himself. So you can feel indignant about it, like, hey, that's not fair. Those bureaucrats, they get away with things that we don't. And it's true. The bureaucrats do get away with things that the rest of us don't. The bureaucrats have the ability. They've got they know everybody, especially if you're in a smaller town where all the bureaucrats are kind of this close-knit group and everybody knows everybody else. They go out golfing together. They go and they have dinners together with their families and things like that. Those people aren't going to be in trouble for anything like that, anything minor like that. They'll be protected. I mean, we know that the cops get protected from murdering people. So jaywalking, them going after their own for that sort of thing, it's only a fantasy.
Oh, they're doing it in the course of their duties, I'm sure.
Right. Oh, I love Jimmy Justice, by the way. I'd like to point out to anybody that wants to really get even with the bureaucrats, Jimmy Justice is the man. Go to YouTube, look for Jimmy Justice, and watch this guy in New York City find various different traffic enforcement bureaucrats on the street, parked in places that you or I would not be allowed to park, that we'd get ticketed for. He comes up to them with a video camera and just gives them a good one, man. He curses at them and he yells and he asks them questions that they don't want to answer, and it's amazing. Of course, you know, they never end up paying any sort of consequences for what they've done, except that they get splayed out on YouTube for all to see. And it's brilliant. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. It's that simple. Just start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you're one of our international listeners listening in Germany or Canada, and let's see, the UK as well, you will be directed, hopefully, automatically to your local Amazon when you enter amazon.freetalklive.com. And so we can get a percentage off of your sales in addition. So you'll get the products that you want at great prices, free super saver shipping, and a whole lot of items. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. As we continue with your phone calls here, first I want to tell you a little bit about SACL CAI. They've got a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the page. That's SACL CAI. We go to Eric in Illinois. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I got a really quick story about the small town that I live in, since you guys are on the subject, and I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
I live in a town of the high school I went to, graduating class 100, 5,000 people in the whole town. I dated a prominent town member's daughter, and there was a messy breakup. Mm. So, and everybody knows each other.
Sure
I got pulled over so much, they
really
recognized my car.
And the pulling over was not happening before the breakup?
No.
Gotcha.
And then my dad borrows my car to go to work because his car had problems. They pull him over.
Mm.
The first thing they say to him is, "Oh, I thought you were someone else."
Oh, that's telling.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm not going to bore you guys with that stuff.
I'm sure it's just awful and just yet another example of how it's us versus them.
Pretty much. Question for you guys. I started listening to your podcast. I used to be a Red Bar fan. Now I listen to you guys.
Excellent. We do like Mike D over at Red Bar Radio. Good guy.
Mm-hmm. I've just kind of woken up to the idea of liberty. I kind of agreed with you guys before, but now I'm kind of full force into it. And I'm a book guy myself.
Okay.
What books would you recommend?
Well, you're in the right. I mean, you're in the right movement if you're looking for books. That's one thing that the liberty movement has in spades. Unfortunately, it doesn't have much in the way of good television content or radio content. But books, yeah, there are plenty of those. I'll give you one of my favorites, Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. If you want to buy it, I recommend buying the 2001 edition, but you can read the 90s edition for free to get a taste of what it's like over at the entirety of the 90s edition for free over at Ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T, Ruart.com. Excellent book. I also recommend The Market for Liberty, which is also available free at book.freetalklive.com. You can get it in audiobook format, or you can get to download the PDF. So there are two ways to go there. So two great free books that you can read, and both are available in print versions as well. Highly recommended. Wayne, your thoughts?
I've got a few books to recommend, too. Ron Paul's book, A Revolution of Manifesto, is very good. Also, if you're interested in economics, a few of Murray Rothbard's books, What Has Government Done to Our Money, and America's Great Depression, are really good primers for what's going on right now.
I'd like to mention Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson.
Yes.
Ooh, I've heard lots of good things about that one. I've yet to read it myself. So there's so much out there to consume. If you want more recommendations, you can always go to the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. Actually, if you probably just search for books, you'll find all kinds of old threads recommended because people have gone there and asked the very same question. You'll find all kinds of recommendations. But those should be a good few starting points for you. Any other thoughts?
No, you guys do great work, and I mean, I'm applying for an internship up there, just from the people you guys work with at libertyinternships.com. So I mean, you know,
libertarianinternships.com.
Yeah.
Excellent, and hopefully you'll also be considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. That would be the culmination in all things potential for liberty, I think.
Well, I'm in college right now, but after I get out of here, that's the plan.
Yeah, well, there's no better time to make a move than if you happen to be in college or in high school or something like that, about ready to complete one leg of your life's journey and move on to your next one. Perfect opportunity. Somebody that's just getting out of college, hasn't put down any roots. You know, it's not that hard to uproot oneself once you're out of college and move to wherever it is you want to go. So it's a great chance, and I look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. And I thank you for the call. Good luck with your continuing liberty-oriented enlightenment. Because it certainly is an addictive process. Once you get into liberty, it just, you know, it catches fire. And that's a good thing.
It's easy to believe in.
1-800-259-9231. That's because it's the right thing to do. Hey, you know, I told you that I had a meeting yesterday with the city code enforcement.
Yeah, I haven't heard this myself, and I'm interested.
Yeah, the top code enforcer here.
Did he laugh you out of the office?
You know, we actually had a nice, very cordial, nice 10-minute-long meeting. Julia accompanied me as a witness.
It's always interesting to see how people deal with madmen.
Now, which one is the madman? So I went in there to discuss the couch situation. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, the City of Keene people are after me because my tenants in my duplex have a couch out in the yard. I barely even knew that it existed, and that somebody allegedly complained. The alleged complainant refuses to come and meet me like a good neighbor would do. And so what I did was I made another offer to the city bureaucrats this week. I went in there hoping to head off this trial that they want to force me into at the end of the month. I don't want to go to this thing, and I don't think they want to be seen throwing a nonviolent person in a prison cell over a couch in the yard. Maybe they do. I don't know. But so I wanted to make them this offer to give them an easy out from this situation. And the basic offer was that I'll agree to remove the couch if they, the city people, will agree to only prosecute me in the future if they have evidence of a human being victim, instead of all this nonsense, you know, the city's the victim kind of thing. And also, only prosecute me if they have evidence of a victim, and in addition to that, they would also, of course, have to drop the current issue, you know, discharge this matter, cancel the court trial. And let's see, there was a third thing I was asking for. Third thing.
They wouldn't come after you unless there was a victim?
They wouldn't come after me if there was a victim. Oh, and then they'd also have to acknowledge that there's no agreement between us, because I had actually sent... I'd sent a letter to them a couple weeks earlier saying, hey, I'll be happy to pay your fine as long as you can show me the proof of obligation that I have to obey your city ordinances. And so if they could have shown me that proof of obligation, you know, a signed contract with my signature on it and one of their agent's signatures, which of course doesn't exist. So they couldn't show me that, so therefore it's clear there's no agreement between us. So all I'm asking them to do is to just simply sign off on that and say, yep, there's no agreement between us. Okay, let's make this go away. And so I had a nice conversation with Medard Kupczynski. He is the head of the code enforcement bureaucracy over there. And it was very pleasant, very cordial. And he told me that I actually look like his son, which is good, because hopefully he won't want to throw someone that looks like his son in a prison cell. And he said that he was very ignorant of the language that I was using in my letter, which is kind of, you know, sounds sort of like their language, like legalese-sounding sort of stuff. You can read it if you want over at freekeen.com. And, you know, I found that kind of interesting, because you'd think that somebody up at the assistant city manager level, as he is, would be familiar with that. But nonetheless, it's, you know, it's interesting. I think that there's still something to the approach of sort of using this this thinkfree.ca sort of approach, where you're using their terminology, a little bit of their terminology, and at the same time claiming to be sovereign, and just throwing that all that stuff out there, like all rights reserved and all this. Again, you can read it at freekeen.com. But I think that there's something to it, because when a bureaucrat who isn't familiar with what those things mean reads that, that might tell them, you know, send off an alarm that says, whoa, hey, wait a minute, you're not dealing with your average sheep here. You know, maybe just sort of let them know that there's something different about this person. Anyway, he also, we talked about consent. We talked about why I was doing this, and the nature of consenting to the government. And I said, I don't think either of us want, I don't want to go into a jail cell, and I think you guys don't want to be seen throwing me in a jail cell. And he said, oh, well, no, you know, we definitely don't want to do that. And I said, well, if the judge decides to fine me, I'm not going to pay the fine. And that's where the cage comes into play. He seemed to be very understanding of that. And, you know, I explained to him that I wanted to be a good neighbor. You know, I wanted to meet this alleged lady who was claiming to have the problem with the couch, but she wouldn't do it. I let him know that I was not interested in retaliating against this woman. I'm not going to complain about her property. She can go and paint her house whatever she wants, put as many darn signs out in her front yard as she wants to. I don't care. And he also had some interesting observations. As somebody who at one time was a manager down in Venice, Florida.
Oh, that's right.
It's kind of interesting. Well, you say, oh, that's right, Mark, but there are actually two people in the government here in Keene, at the very least, that are from Venice, Florida. One is the city manager, John McLean, and the other is the assistant city manager, Medard Kaczynski, who I met with. Both of them former Florida bureaucrats. And he was talking about the difference between the people here in New Hampshire and the people down in Florida. And he had some really interesting observations. And a lot of it kind of ties into some of the things we've said here on Free Talk Live. I mean, if you've ever lived on the West Coast or on the East Coast of Florida, you know that every year there are new people from New York and New Jersey coming in, bringing their big status, big government ways with them, and looking to foist them on everybody else in the area. And what he said actually kind of backed that up. I'll share a few more of his thoughts on and what it was that he had to say about the differences in the mindset between people in New Hampshire and people down there in Florida. Kind of interesting. All on the way here, hour number three coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, we still have the other story about the other octogenarian lady that is in trouble with the law. And this one actually already got arrested. We'll share that with you coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Chapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter1.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
It's a fact.